7, Mike, extra uniform testing repeater.
I wasn't sure about 7 ELO, the 7 out of KT. Pretty light copy.
Not sure if those reply to me or not. Just checking here to make sure I have my offset. Seeing if I could see up the repeater, but if that was for me, thank you for the response. See you in the next year.
Fine business. Your audio is quite low. You might want to get a little closer to the mic, but other than that, you are making it in. A little bit of white noise, but not bad. All right, fine business. This is DD7 Sierra Kilo Papa, standing by and monitoring.
Thank you kindly for that. I'm actually in the back room on a rubber ducky, so I suppose that's the extent. I'm playing with a different mic here as well, so I might have to adjust things a little bit, and hopefully that's a little bit better. Thank you kindly. DD7MXU, back to you.
Just looking for a pen or something here. Yeah. I'll just get your call sign and your name there. The name here is Steve. I'm up above the way up in the highlands of Summerland out in the bush here. That's where I live. But my wife and my ex-wife's in Summerland and she's on a handheld, so that's why I thought it might have been her, because she has a bit sometimes with the off and on making a repeater as well. But you're doing a good job. I was way better on that last transmission though. You were 100%. Back to you. I'll just get your call sign and your name then, over.
Thanks, Steve, was it? Randy here. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray. Your call sign was Victor Echo 7, Sierra Kilo Papa. And I think she was out shopping for blueberries, wasn't it?
Yeah, among other things. That's a once a week trip to town to get supplies. And Randy. And, I got a V7 Mike X-ray, and I'm not sure if I missed the last, did you have a last consonant on that?
Sure. Mike X-ray, back to you.
And the last letter for some reason. I'm getting Mike X-ray, and then the signal fuzzes out on me. Maybe try... Just give me the last letter phonetically, over.
Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform, and I'll just try my other handheld here as well that has an external antenna in a moment, if you don't mind.
That's fine. DE7, Mike X-ray Uniform, got it. Yeah, we're about, I'll give a bit of chatter here. About 23 kilometers from Summerland, up near a provincial park called Dark Lake Provincial Park. I'm actually geographically closer to Peachland, but that's a completely off-road road to Peachland, about 12 mile rugged four-wheel drive road to Peachland. But it's latitudinally, I'm directly from Greta Ranch. About, as the crow flies, about 5 miles or 8 kilometers. There's a couple of mountain ranges in between me and Greta Ranch. Yeah, how did that work out? If you got a half-road telescopic, is that what you're putting on? program and things hooked up there. Yeah, you read the Antifa eyeball. This receiver is amazing. Because I've drove to Penticton and pretty much had solid, you know, coffee with a handheld and a rubber duck right in the car. When I was in Penticton, though, I had to get out of the car and find a sweet spot. But most of the drive, I was able to just work it because, I mean, you're looking right at Okanagan Mountain. But it seems to work people as far as Oliver and south to Vernon North. So it's got quite a range for communication. VE7, Mike, extra uniform. This is VE7 SKC.
VE7SKP. This is another 5-watt handheld. This is an FT65R, same as the other one. This is connected to just a Comet mobile antenna I've got sitting out on the patio on a pizza pan, believe it or not, and it seems to work just fine. It's a 3/8 wave on 2 meters and a quarter wave, I believe, on 70 centimeters. The other one was a diamond 2-meter, 70-centimeter, 15-inch fiberglass with BE7MXQ. Back to you.
Fine business there, Randy. Yeah, you sound excellent on this antenna. It's doing a good job. I almost bought an FT65R. I had an FT60R. I still had it. But I found another FT60R used, so I went that direction because it came with a charger and an extra battery. Then I've got two FT60Rs, and they can interchange the batteries. But I like the 65R because it had lithium ion and a bigger battery, and it was a good price too. The audio on it is excellent. It sounds really good, that 65R. So I wouldn't have went wrong on it. It sounds like it's doing a good job. Whereabouts are you in Corona?